16 years ago, Doonesbury cartoonist Gary Trudeau and film director Robert Altman teamed up for an innovative HBO series called Tanner 88, casting an actor as a pretend politician and sending him out on the actual campaign trail. In February of this year, when the Sundance Channel rebroadcast the series, Altman and Trudeau teamed up again with some of the original cast members to shoot new introductions framed as a fake documentary. That in turn worked so well and proved so popular that a new series called Tanner on Tanner was commissioned by the Sundance Channel. It begins tonight, and TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Exercise your right to vote. Choose the one you like the most. It's your individual right to choose the one you want to fight for you.
Long before The Sopranos, long before Curb Your Enthusiasm and The Larry Sanders Show, Tanner 88 was one of the first great series ever made by HBO. Michael Murphy starred as Jack Tanner, a charismatic politician in the Kennedy mold. Pamela Reed played T.J. Kavanaugh, his no-nonsense campaign manager. And Cynthia Nixon, more than a decade before Sex and the City, co-starred as the candidate's idealistic daughter, Alex, who brought even more liberal passion to the campaign than her father. The Tanner 88 series was written by Trudeau and filmed by Altman with a combination of careful planning and inspired improvisation. Trudeau would script certain scenes in their entirety for his actors. At other times, he'd just throw them into the mix at a caucus meeting or other political event, alongside real-life politicians like Gary Hart, Pat Robertson, and Bob Dole, and trust the actors and Altman to go with the flow. It was brilliant. The target was the intersection of politics and show business, of news and entertainment, and Tanner 88 nailed it early and savagely. This time around, in Tanner on Tanner, the target isn't so much politics as documentary filmmakers and filmmaking. Jack Tanner's daughter, Alex, is determined to make a film looking back at her dad's failed 1988 campaign, looking for lessons and even warnings as Democrats field new candidates for the 2004 race. So Alex Tanner hits the campaign trail again to conduct interviews and assemble footage for her new film. She's there with her dad, who's there to support her even when things get rough. Here's a scene from tonight's opening episode of Tanner on Tanner. Alex has just showed an early version of her documentary about her dad at something called the Rough Cut Film Festival. After the screening, the reaction during the question and answer period is so unenthusiastic she begins to cry on stage. Then an audience member stands up and scolds her. She doesn't recognize the man or his voice at first, but you will. He's Robert Redford.
Miss Tanner, you can't cry. You can't cry in an independent film. This is a rough cut, okay? This is a rough cut film festival. People come here to make mistakes. Now, it seems like you made a big one. You're showing people stuff they already know. They already know the mechanics of a campaign. Forget all that. As your father says, what is so different about people that put themselves through this? Why? Why are they different? What are their losses? What sacrifices are they forced to make? You should have Tanner talking to his fellow warriors, that small band of brothers that have been through all this. Now, that's a movie I'd like to see.
Robert Redford isn't the only actual celebrity, politician, or newsmaker taking part in Tanner on Tanner. In the opening episode, other people showing up to play themselves include Martin Scorsese and Mario Cuomo. Later on, everyone from Michael Moore and Al Franken to Chris Matthews and Janine Garofalo take part. And in episode 3, filmed at the Democratic National Convention, this new series hits the same home run heights of the original. Unsuccessful fake presidential candidate Jack Tanner swaps campaign trail war stories with unsuccessful real presidential candidate Howard Dean. Then there's a mix-up when Alex Tanner shows up to interview Ron Reagan at the same time as another documentary filmmaker named Alex. Alex Carey, John Kerry's real daughter who actually had a crew there filming. Think of what's going on here. Cynthia Nixon, as Alex, is walking the convention floor with Michael Murphy as her dad. The actress is getting all this attention and access because people know her from Sex and the City, but it looks like the crowd and everyone else is responding to Jack Tanner, so it works. And when Alex Tanner has her film crew and Alex Carey has hers, and they're both filming at the same time, Robert Altman is one step back filming them both, and filming them brilliantly. The overlapping sound and wandering cameras are every bit as crisp and invigorating as his classic work on MASH and Nashville. Tanner on Tanner is a four-part series airing each Tuesday in October on the Sundance Channel. It'll be over by Election Day, but, like Tanner 88, it won't be forgotten. It's a wild, strange, unusual, quirky, and densely layered show. It's also fabulous.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.